Five reasons why pilot salaries will continue to rise. The aviation industry has witnessed significant pilot salary increases recently. From first officers to chief pilots, salaries have been on an upward trajectory. But what is driving these increases, and how do industry experts view the future of pilot compensation? To gain insight, we spoke to Martinez Majeka, Chief Growth Officer at BAA Training, a leading pilot training provider, who shared valuable perspectives on the factors influencing salary growth.
The global pilot shortage has been a pressing issue for years, and it is only getting worse. In 2023, industry forecasts predicted a shortage of between 613,000 and 649,000 pilots worldwide between 2023 and 2042. By 2024, the estimates had risen to 649,000 to 674,000 pilots needed from 2024 to 2043. This suggests that even initial projections underestimated the scale of the problem.
Majeka notes, rapid airline expansion.
Airlines are expanding at a massive rate, further intensifying the pilot shortage.
Majeka explains,
in 2024, Airbus delivered 766 commercial aircraft, with a significant portion going to European carriers. For each new aircraft, airlines often require up to 5 sets of crews, meaning 10 pilots, 5 first officers, and 5 captains. It puts immense pressure on the industry to train and hire more pilots. To meet this demand, airlines are increasingly turning to multi-crew pilot license, MPL, training programs. The MPL program, often delivered in partnership with training providers, allows airlines to prepare pilots more efficiently and better prepare them for airline operations compared to traditional training routes. At the same time, pilots benefit from a direct career pathway and structured training.
Pilot retirements. Another major contributor to the shortage is the aging pilot workforce. The FAA estimates that around 4,300 pilots will retire annually through 2042.
In Europe, we are seeing similar patterns, with an aging workforce forcing airlines to accelerate recruitment efforts and even relax selection requirements slightly. For example, legacy carriers that have historically required proficiency in a national language are now beginning to eliminate this requirement.
Majeka adds, according to the FAA's 2023 pilot workforce analysis, the number of new pilots entering the industry is insufficient to replace retirees and meet airline expansion needs. Some estimates suggest that the training pipeline could fall short by 5,000 to 7,000 pilots annually.
So, on one hand, you have rapid airline expansion of their fleets, and on the other, massive retirements with not enough new people entering the industry or undergoing training. This creates the perfect environment for higher salaries, right?
Says Majeka. A rising trend in pilot salaries is too pronounced to shift downwards anytime soon. Over the years, pilot salaries in Europe have followed a clear upward trend, reflecting industry growth and increasing demand for skilled professionals. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, first officers in Europe earned between 21,600 euros and 72,000 euros annually. By spring 2023, salaries had already risen significantly, ranging from 25,000 euros to 91,000 euros. This upward momentum continued into spring 2024, with first officers earning between 51,000 euros and 97,000 euros, nearly doubling the lower salary range in just a year. This steady increase highlights a strong recovery in the aviation sector, with salaries surpassing pre-COVID levels. In 2024, chief pilots in Europe earned between 120,000 euros and 270,000 euros, marking an impressive 49.46% increase from the previous year's range of 61,000 euros to 200,000 euros. Salary growth is expected to continue into 2025 and beyond, driven by the ongoing shortage of qualified pilots. Intense global competition for pilots between airlines.
The battle for experienced pilots is intensifying as airlines across the globe compete for a limited talent pool. Some airlines are offering significantly higher pay packages to lure pilots away from rivals,
explains Majeka.
For instance, according to The Times, in Europe, EasyJet has been offering up to £191,000 for captains, while British Airways pays around £138,000. However, British Airways counters this with a lower retirement age of 55 compared to EasyJet's 65, using early retirement as a recruitment incentive. Additionally, they offer opportunities to transition to long-haul aircraft, which come with significantly higher salaries down the line. But it is not only about the salary,
Majeka points out.
Work-life balance, retirement plans, and benefits are now key factors in pilot recruitment. Airlines are going all out to make their offers as attractive as possible. New airlines, especially in Asia and the Middle East, are aggressively entering the market. For a new airline with no established reputation, offering above-market salaries is often the primary way to attract pilots,
Majeka explains.
This creates a ripple effect, pushing salaries higher across the industry.
Rising travel demand. Global travel is rebounding strongly, with projections showing a 4.3% annual growth rate over the next 20 years. Airlines are increasing flight frequencies and expanding routes to meet the growing demand. For instance, Ryanair recently reported a significant surge in passenger numbers, surpassing 20 million per month. Initially, many industry experts predicted it would take years for air travel to return to pre-pandemic levels. However, the recovery has been much quicker than expected, particularly in North America and Europe. In 2024, European airports welcomed over 5 billion passengers, a 7.4% increase from 2023, and exceeded 2019 levels by 1.8%. Bottom line. The trend of rising pilot salaries is not a temporary phenomenon, but a reflection of deep-rooted industry dynamics. The combination of a global pilot shortage coming from airline expansion and retirements, rising travel demand, fierce competition among airlines, and rapid post-pandemic recovery will continue to push salaries higher in the coming years.
In the meantime, airlines will continue to compete fiercely for the available pilots, leading to higher salaries. It is a simple supply and demand equation,
Majeka concludes.
However, to sustain growth, airlines must not only increase pilot salaries, but also invest in training and development programs to ensure a steady pipeline of new pilots.